The Stone of Viedma. The legend, stories, and tales surrounding the stones takes us to the ancient past, where gods lived among people, when Pacunus settled his relationship with his enemy the devil, and pixies and witches were seducing the young men. The Stone of Viedma. The name itself suggests that the witches had something to do with this stone. Besides, the Jukians called the witches Viedzmomis. An evil spirit named Vorka was building the Lyskiava castle, the masonry of a witch. To finish building, she carried a large stone from the fields of Lyskiava, which is known as the witch stone by the people. But as the rooster crowed, the ties of the apron snapped and the masonry of the witch was left unfinished. The stone of the witch lies in the fields of Lyskiava. It has 18 meters and 2 meters in height, measuring from the ground. That is an authentic story of the Rysialii people about the Stone of Viedma, written in 1934 by the historian Emilis Schneidris in 1934. The belief in stones and in their magical powers of the ancient Lithuanians is immense. The stone was respected and protected. However, Lithuanians could not protect this stone. It was blown up by the soldiers in spring of 1941. Now, in the place of this once huge stone, 13 separate massive pieces, each of 1 meter in height, lay in the village of Lyskiava, Varena district. The people of Rysialii also call this stone by the name of Neviera. In the older days, this stone was much larger. 7 meters in length, 5 meters in width, and 3 meters in height.